expectation for Theron, Theron, Hummum, Hummm, December 1, 45, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, Holmes, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow-up for Mr. Hummum, who has diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria and preserved kidney function, last visit August 2020. Comes accompanied with wife. In this period of time, there has been no hospital admission or procedures. Complaints of some epigastric discomfort over the last 6 months after eating, without associated nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no early satiety, no change of weight or appetite, no diarrhea, constipation, bleeding. He's been taking some Prilosec and Keraphate. Appears stable, not progressive. Otherwise, urine without cloudiness or blood. No major incontinence. Denies edema, claudication symptoms. Denies chest pain, palpitation. Minimal dyspneal activities, no coffee, sputum production, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no orthopnea, PND, no chest pain palpitation, syncope. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Diabetes, cholesterol management, blood pressure, metoprolol, losartan, nitrates, no anti-inflammatory agents. On physical exam, weight 220. 72 inches tall, blood pressure initially 158/70, I recheck 130/70, mild decrease here in normal speech, no respiratory distress, lungs normal, a minor systolic murmur goes to the neck arteries, is mild, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or bruise, no edema, no gross focal motor deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry starts from January. Kidney function is at baseline between 0.9 to 1.1 for a GFR better than 60. A normal potassium, upper bicarbonate, normal to low sodium, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. He has 2 plus of protein in the urine. The albumin creatinine ratio presently around 300. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Likely diabetic nephropathy, now with gross proteinuria, but no nephrotic syndrome or nephrotic range, with preserved kidney function. Blood pressure in the office appears to be well controlled. We could increase losartan to 100 milligrams. If you agree on that, check potassium creatinine a few days after. I do not know his A1C for diabetes control. He already is on cholesterol management. He is not on nephrotoxic agents or anti-inflammatory agents. He will be a perfect candidate for new medications like sodium glucose transporter inhibitors like Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. Or potentially a non-steroidal aldosterone blocker like Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A. Monitor proteinuria every 6 months to a year. Monitor electrolytes. I will see him back in a year. All issues discussed with the physician and wife. Enter dictation.